Evening. Last year in Wyoming, a young college student named Matthew Shepard was beaten, tied to a fence, and left for dead by two young men who pretended to be gay just to get Matthew to go along. Matthew was found the next day by bicyclists, admitted to the hospital with a coma and severe head trauma, and later passed away, all because of two men's inability to tolerate someone different from themselves. My purpose tonight is to persuade you that everyone should have absolute tolerance of those who are a different race or sexuality from themselves, because based on the science of physics, the universe could not exist without each and every one of us. Because this issue does affect all of us, hopefully this will convince all of you to be more tolerant of even minor everyday problems you experience with your fellow man. I will cover how everyone is inside the universe and the universe is a completely balanced system. I'll cover how the universe is a completely interconnected system. And I will go over how, because of these two properties of the universe, anything and anyone that exists inside of the universe is absolutely necessary for the whole thing to exist at all. And I will go over my response to the main argument against this perspective. On to my first point. Everyone is inside the universe, and the universe is a completely balanced system. What I mean by this is all of the positive and negative particles that make up the atoms inside the universe, including the ones in your body, including the ones in the bodies of the people we don't like, are balanced around zero. I will quote from Steven Weinberg's book, The First 3 Minutes. Weinberg is the winner of the 1979 Nobel Prize for Physics. He says, "The fact that the universe has no electric charge tells us immediately that there is now precisely one negatively charged electron for each positively charged proton." Kind of an interesting fact. It really shows that the universe and everyone in it is completely balanced in a physical way. My next point is the universe is a completely interconnected system. By that I mean that all of the atoms in the universe, including the ones in our bodies and including the ones in the bodies of the people we don't like, are made up of what they call quantum systems. These systems behave like particles, but they're really fundamentally interconnected waves of energy. What is interesting is physicists can't measure the state of an electron particle without actually changing the state of it. Because of this fact, the science of physics has become unable to continue looking at the universe as a bunch of disconnected parts. I'm going to quote Pritjab Kapra from his best-selling book, The Tao of Physics. He's a physicist he has a PhD from the University of Vienna. "Quantum theory has abolished the notion of fundamentally separated objects, has introduced the concept of the participator to replace that of the observer, and may even find it necessary to include the human consciousness in its description of the world. It has come to see the universe as an interconnected web of physical and mental relations whose parts are defined only through their connections to the whole." This example shows how the universe and everyone in it is completely interconnected. Okay, on to my next point. Because of the balanced interconnected properties of the universe, anything or anyone that exists inside the universe is absolutely necessary for the whole universe to exist at all because it's so delicately balanced. A good example is the energy between the mass and the gravity. All of the mass and all of the gravity in the universe is balanced around zero again. Again, this equation includes our bodies and it includes the bodies of the people we hate or we don't like. I'm going to quote from Stephen Hawking's book, A Brief History of Time. Hawking holds Isaac Newton's chair as Cajun professor of mathematics at Cambridge University. He says that the answer is that the total energy of the universe is exactly zero. The matter in the universe is made out of positive energy. However, the matter is all attracting itself by gravity. One can show that this negative gravitational energy exactly cancels the positive energy represented by the matter. So the total energy of the universe is zero. As far as that person that you hate, their existence in the universe is necessary to maintain the universe's delicate balance. And more specifically, the mass of their body is necessary inside the entire system. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. By the way, their actions are necessary. Everything they do in their whole life is also necessary for the system. Back to our original idea, by logical extension, people who do hate crimes could not possibly have a universe at this point in time in which they existed without the people they hate. Lastly, the main argument against this perspective is that it means the people who do hate crimes are necessary to the universe. And unfortunately, this is inescapably true. However, people who fight hate crimes are also necessary. And there are many more people who know that this is wrong and also or at least refrain from this behavior. Otherwise, the world would be total chaos. According to a report of hate crime statistics issued by the FBI, in 1997, there were 8,049 crimes classified as hate crimes out of a total representative population of 223 million U.S. inhabitants. That's 0.0036% of this population who had committed hate crimes in 1 year. That's a very, very small percentage. And this shows that people who do hate crimes are vastly outnumbered. The final answer to the argument against this balanced interconnected perspective is that it is our moral responsibility to fight hate crimes and evil and help the universe evolve into a system in which these things are not necessary. So in conclusion, I've covered how the universe, everyone is inside the universe and it's a completely balanced system. I covered how it's also a completely interconnected system. I covered how, because of these two properties, anything or any one is absolutely necessary for the whole thing to exist at all. And I went over my response to the argument against this perspective. So the fact that the universe is completely balanced and interconnected is the ultimate basis for tolerance of those who are different from yourself, or even those who just irritate you, because based on physics, you could not exist without them.